Sure.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
This is so funny, and so tis the season for Halloween.
Okay.
Am I the jerk for not letting my kid dress up as a pumpkin because it's basic AF?
Okay. Wait, what? Come on.
Listen.
I'm Linda. Listen. I'm listening, Linda.
Callie wrote in.
Word.
And Callie said, Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for not letting my four-year-old be a pumpkin? Listen, hear me out, she says.
I don't think I need to hear more, but I'm listening.
My husband and I come from a long line of people that take this season very seriously. Her dad and I take pride in funny, creative costumes, and this is just not acceptable. A pumpkin? Absolutely not. When we ask her, she continues to say she wants to be a pumpkin. Even when we give her other ideas.
Doesn't matter what. She says pumpkin.
So, Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for not letting my daughter, my four-year-old daughter, dress up as a pumpkin because it's basic AF and we are not basic people? Signed, Callie.
Well, Callie, let me explain something to you personally.
I feel like I understand her pain on this because the pumpkins, like when they're one or two. When they're four now, they want to be a pumpkin? Come on, we can do better.
At by four, you've got an expression of personality and they've expressed pumpkin.
That's all she sees. That's all the kid sees is pumpkins. No wonder they want to be a pumpkin.
And she loves them. So who are you to stop this kid's joy? You better join him and be a pumpkin too.
They take Halloween very seriously, these people. You're telling me they're going to let one of their kids be a pumpkin?
You should all seriously consider being pumpkins this year.
Come on.
Your kid took a stand and you're trying to change your child's mind.
She said they come from a long line.
And how serious? How serious are they trying to take it? What other options have they offered? Because a pumpkin sounds like the cutest thing you could possibly see a kid, even at 4 years old.
Do you have friends like this? Because I do, and these are my friends. My friend Callie came over yesterday. She goes, am I the jerk? I go, I'm putting this on the air, dude. She goes, no, we come from a long line of very serious people. And I go, this is hysterical, and I'm putting this on Am I the Jerk tomorrow. She will not let Sloan be a pumpkin. Sloan's four.
Well, see, but the thing is,
isn't that funny?
I respect the fact
that they're hardcore.
You're hardcore. And knowing who this is, literally, I know they're hardcore.
Pretend you don't know, though, and you'd say they're jerks, wouldn't you?
Even knowing who it is, I'm still saying jerk. What are you talking about?
Really?
Yeah. The fact that I know that they go hardcore for themselves for the holiday means nothing to me. Mm-hmm. That kid already took the stand. Yeah, you the jerk,
man. She already
man.
Took the stand.
Yeah, she said pumpkin. You've asked twice, thrice, however many times. Now you're just not being nice. Now you're just saying, no, that's not good enough.
I say,
Why?
Because we are creative brains and we can do better. I actually agree with her on this. A pumpkin is so basic.
It is.
I agree. Don't let her be a pumpkin. I think once, by the time you put her in the costume, she's going to see the candy and she's going to be like, who cares anyway?
Who cares?
Because they don't see, you don't see yourself anyway in a costume.
But why are you trying to change the child's idea so much?
You feel like they're messing with her
own spunk and creativity. They're
ideas.
Saying, no, be like us. I hate to say it, but Callie, you're indoctrinating your child to be like you.
I'm
calling her out. I'm going to say it's juvenile. It's very non-harmful. Right? I'm not saying you're teaching your kid to be a bad person, Callie. You know it's all love. But you are shaping your baby to be like you. And we do this. We do it without thinking about it. And we do it in the most minimal of ways. Like saying, no, a pumpkin isn't good enough. You got to be, I don't know, Michael Myers or something because we're doing a cute family costume.
People are saying jerk on the text. They're saying, raise her right. We are not basic. Elevated and let her be a zombie pumpkin.
Elevated.
Hold on. We're not looking for advice.
True.
Am I the jerk for not letting my... It's basic. It's a pumpkin.
It's a pumpkin.
They're not making it a zombie pumpkin.
Nope.
It's a pumpkin or nothing.
The kid wants to be a basic pumpkin.
They're like, no, this is not how we're going to roll this Halloween. And I say not the jerk because she's only four.
Right.
Like Owen and Hudson this year came straight to me and said, here's what I want to be. And I took care of it and I ordered it. And when they were four, please, I'm picking it.
What if Owen and Hudson had said, Mom, I want to be a pumpkin?
I go, why?
Because.
That's so basic.
Well, because. Would you let them be the pumpkin?
I don't know. That's a great...
See, they're older yes, now. They're I in would. Their teens.
I would.
They made that choice. It's basic, but it's their choice.
Mm.
I mean, look at you. I see you changing your mind.
I'm thinking about it. No, I'm not actually changing my mind, because last year, Owen was Luigi. I mean, how basic is that? From Mario and Luigi.
These kids sometimes like basic
Come
things.
On.
Us as parents can't keep putting it on these kids. Like, be like, no, you gotta be better.
All
they
right.
just want to be a pumpkin.
You can text or call, is Callie a jerk for saying their four-year-old cannot dress up as a pumpkin because it's basic AF.
Mad basic. I ain't gonna lie. It is super basic.
414-533-1037. We'll talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So, Callie wants to know if she's a jerk for not letting her kid be a pumpkin for Halloween, because her daughter's four and a pumpkin's basic AF, and they take, as she wrote in herself, my husband and I come from a long line of people that take this season very seriously.
Having seen some of their costumes, I do know they really go all out.
Dude.
They play no games when it comes to costumes. I respect it.
This is the couple that had a Pitbull party and you couldn't even get in unless you were dressed like Pitbull. I'm talking bald head and everything.
And you knew the password, and yes, it was Dolly. Or Mr. 305 was also accepted.
They're costume people, so I understand. But let's go to Sarah in Hartford, who's one of our regulars. She's got her own theme song called 5 Days in a Row.
Sarah?
It's been a minute.
What?
It's hard to get in, you know.
True.
We hear the same complaint from the callers. We can't get in.
You in now. Good morning, Sarah.
Hi,
Good
Sarah.
Morning, but I'm Sarah in Kenosha.
What did I say?
Theme song guy.
Oh. What did I just say? Hartford?
Whoa.
You said Hartford.
What? I did that twice. Off the air, I did that too. Sarah, I know you.
Switch.
What's with me?
Switch.
That's okay. It's been a minute.
Well, remix.
The thing is, I've met Sarah. I know Sarah. I know she's Sarah in Kenosha. I don't know why I said Hartford.
Yes.
I
Blanks.
Don't know.
It's all right. I still love you.
Bear
Thank
with me.
You.
It's Monday. Ooh. All right. Sarah, which way are you going? Jerk or not the jerk for not letting their kid dress up as a pumpkin?
Jerk.
Ooh.
Just let your kid be what your kid wants to be, mm-hmm. four or not, mm-hmm. basic or not.
Mm-hmm.
I get you love the holiday, but also be grateful that they want to be something basic and you don't have to spend days and days creating an outfit.
Or dollars and dollars.
But or dollars and dollars,
that's
exactly.
That's the thing, they want to. I would love it, Sarah. If it was my kid and they wanted to be a pumpkin, I'd be like, yes! Woo!
Got that in the closet.
The more basic, the better.
Mm-hmm. But that's not their thing. So you say, jerk, let the kid live.
Yeah.
Mm. I say, jerk, let the kid be a pumpkin. Next year, maybe they want to be Michael Myers or something, you know? Then it's fine.
What a great kindergarten costume. Michael Myers.
Right?
Well, let her evolve on her own. She will take the holiday seriously if it's a serious family holiday when it's her time. Right now, she seriously wants to be a pumpkin.
Fine. So Sarah says
Correct.
Jerk.
You're going to make her hate the holiday. She's going to be excluded from the family if you keep it up.
This Sarah. Escalated quickly. She's going to be in therapy one day going, my mom wouldn't let me dress up as a pumpkin when I was four, and she
exactly.
stifled my creativity as a person.
Why do you hate pumpkins as adults?
Yes.
Tell us.
I was put into a box.
Well, I was four one time, and I wanted to be a pumpkin so bad, and my mom said no. Yep, that's the future.
All right, Sarah says jerk. Thanks for calling,
Bye, Sarah.
Sorry,
have a great day, guys.
You
Bye.
Too. Bye. Sarah in Kenosha.
Sarah in Kenosha.
This one.
Yes. Play it again just for her.
Just for the way out.
I felt so bad. All right, let's go to Shannon in West Milwaukee. Hi, Shannon. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so you heard Sarah. She said jerk for not letting the kid dress up as a pumpkin. What do you think?
I'm going to say not a jerk.
Oh, well then.
You're on my side.
Okay. Now you got to elaborate.
Go on.
Because here's the thing. I mean, they're little kids. Usually, I mean, like my little one, he's already said like 3-4 costumes already. He's like three.
Yeah,
you know,
that is
so
true.
I'm like, okay, you know what? How about we bring all the three together and make you like a unique costume? costume.
You can be a pumpkin dragon doctor.
This is how we're manipulating the whole thing again. See, it's like you can't be that, but you can kind of be that.
That's what we do as parents. Ain't that our job?
True. I do agree, though. They say 9 things, and even mine. Sometimes I order the costume, and they change their mind. I go, too late.
Too late.
Too late.
Too late.
It's mine.
Sorry, you're going to be a bumblebee. Yeah. No. Oh, yeah, you're going to be a bumblebee for sure.
Oh, they try to change it a month later. I go, nope.
Nope.
Too late. We've ordered.
Yes, and then they get mad. Mm-hmm.
And then we get mad.
Exactly.
Right?
But you say not the jerk because kids
not a jerk.
Shout out so many costumes when they're young like that anyway. They're 4.
Saying she's teaching discipline. I kind of see where Shannon's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say not a jerk.
Well, I agree.
Of course you agree.
Thanks, Shannon. Have a good day.
You too. Love you.
I love you back. Bye.
The tiebreaker will be another one of our regulars. She's got her own theme song. I even saw her at Trunk or Treat this weekend looking great, dressed up as the Minions. Lindsay's in Muskego.
No, don't get stressed. It's going to get
Good morning. Good morning.
Morning.
You looked amazing in your costume. So I'm going to assume you take costumes very seriously, Lindsay.
Naturally.
We do rotate a few costumes in and out.
Mm-hmm.
See, so I think I know where this is going.
Oh, so is she the jerk for not letting her kid be a pumpkin because it's too basic?
She's got to say not the jerk.
She is a jerk.
She is the jerk. What?
You get maybe 10 years. You maybe get 10 years most before your kids want to go with their friends and don't want to be with you. Let her be the pumpkin. Dress up as Charlie Brown. Be the Charlie Brown and the Great Pumpkin. Or dress up as a scarecrow and a pumpkin. Mm. It would still look cute. Be awesome.
Okay.
Just let your kid be the pumpkin.
Let your kid drive the bus for the costume decisions.
Mm-hmm. See, I don't want to be Mario. I don't like the overalls I'm wearing this year. We're being Mario. Like, let your kid have what they want for a little bit.
Oh, so you're saying you don't even like it, but you're doing it because that's what the kid wants to
sacrificing.
Do?
Sacrificing.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're so like, much it's not about you. Me. It's about the kid.
Ah.
And you only get to 10. At most, 10 years.
Yeah.
That she's valid, though. You really only get a certain amount of time before they're like, no, I actually want to go with friends now.
But she might say the opposite then and say, yeah, I only get 10 years of costumes with my kid. I'm going to pick it till they want to do what they want. I could go that way, too. Either
way, I hate that you explain that so well where I'm like, yeah, you're kind of right, ain't you?
Well, it's jerk because 2 people said jerk today.
We're decided.
She's a jerk for not letting her kid be a pumpkin. That's it.
She knows. She a jerk. Yeah. She knows.
Callie, sorry.
Appreciate you, Lindsay.
Lindsay.
Have a great day, guys.
You too.
Bye.
They looked so good in their costumes. They're a costume family for sure. All right, so that's it. It's a jerk for not letting the kid be a pumpkin.